Welcome, everybody, into the KSR pre-show. It is Thursday, May 18th. I'm Shannon the Dude, being joined by Billy Rutledge. Give us a call on the Clark's Pup and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287. You can also send us a text at 502-414-1724. KSR pre-show, as always, being brought to you by North Lime Coffee and Donuts, the official coffee and donut shop of the pre-show. Two locations in Louisville, one in Old Louisville and Westport Village. The other in Lexington and Limestone and Clay's Mill. And check out their weekly donut schedule at northlime.net. We are also taking our Whiskey Thief call of the day. So, again, that number is 859-280-2287. And I think we can carry over from yesterday's KSR show yesterday, Billy, because we had the unpopular opinion calls, which I really enjoyed. We had a lot of good ones yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. So, we'll take some of those as well. And, Billy, you had everything set up today for the Cutter Bowley announcement, which is going to be happening at 11:05 today on KSR.
That's right. Big day. The Cats possibly getting a in-state commit at quarterback. I went to LCA yesterday to make sure that technically we can get the audio on the air on KSR without it sounding like it's in a fish tank underwater, Shannon.
So yeah.
I'm going to be bringing a second Comrex unit to the site so we can directly have the audio feed. Now, they've told me, the IT guys, that this is something that should work. They guarantee
Should and guarantee are not two words that go together.
They guaranteed me that this would not be an issue. They were very adamant. So I'm going to give you a, what is the percentage chance this goes off without a hitch today?
10%.
What?
I'll put it to you like this. If you're about to go bungee jumping and I tell you this cord should hold you and it should be fine. Or if I tell you that it's guaranteed to not break, those are two different things. All right. I'm going over here to, if one guy's telling me this should be fine, the other guy's telling me it's just guaranteed, I'm going to the guy that says guaranteed. So when you say should and guaranteed, that doesn't jive.
I'm relying on these guys a little bit because I'm not the engineer. I'm more of the logistics guy. So I can make it happen, but you know, how it's happening, I'm not sure I can explain. So we're at the mercy a little bit of the LCIA people, but positive vibes, Shannon. Positive vibes. We're going to get this to go off without a hitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal for Kentucky. I mean, this guy's a, what, top 100 prospect in the 2025 class. He's going to be announcing, like you said, LCA today. You have to think that it's Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's the heavy favorite. I don't think they would invite KSR out there if it wasn't going to be KSR or if it wasn't going to be Kentucky. But you never know. I think that if you're Kentucky, though, you feel really good about Cutter Bowley announcing that he's coming to Kentucky.
Shannon the Dude move if you were to set all this up.
I don't even know.
Set up an interview with KSR afterwards to just pick a different school.
I don't even know if I would do that. that would be the biggest hill move of all time if you did something like that. Get everybody out there, get them all excited, and then, I'm going to whatever other school he's got on this list. I haven't even looked because I'm so confident he's going to Kentucky.
But I was able to meet his dad yesterday, and the people over at LAC are very excited for him. This has been a long process. So
LCA.
What did I say?
LAC.
It's not the Louisville Athletic Club.
I apologize.
It is LCA. I get something wrong every day on this show.
Yeah.
But, if Ryan remembers the equipment, I think we'll be fine, Shannon.
Okay. Well, you even brought the backup equipment, so I think everything is going to go good. 10% chance.
Right.
10% chance.
I just don't want you to try too hard on the pre-show so you don't have anything left in the tank later for KSR today.
Yeah, what a stupid unpopular opinion that was. Why would I not want the KSR show to be just as good as the pre-show? That's dumb.
Well, you just don't have the energy, Shannon.
Oh, please.
You use all the energy up in the first hour.
Oh, okay. Well, the unpopular opinion thing was really fun yesterday. But at the end of the show, I told Matt, I go, we just went through that entire two-hour show, and neither you or Ryan or myself even gave our unpopular opinions. We just got everybody else's unpopular opinion. I thought we would lead the show with that. Then it didn't happen. I go, we'll probably lead the second hour with it. You know, we don't do any pre-production meetings or anything like that to schedule out the show. So I didn't say anything to Matt about it. I'm like, we'll get to it. And then I kind of forgot about it by the last segment and then realized we did the entire 2 hours and didn't give one single unpopular opinion of our own.
You know, you're right, because I think Matt said he hates fishing, but I think we all knew that at this point. So it's hard to come up with new unpopular opinions when you come on every day and talk.
Yeah.
But Shannon, did you have one that you wanted to share this morning?
I did. I have one, or actually a couple, two or three, jot it down.
I'll just throw one. I know you like to save stuff for KSR. So why don't you just
No. That show was yesterday. Hey, they missed the boat. I think it's free game now.
All right.
Hey,
cool.
We had 2 hours for me to give my unpopular opinion. I wasn't asked to give my unpopular opinion. So now I'm just laying it all out there right now on the pre-show. My unpopular opinion is that hell on earth does exist. Okay. And it's a place called Buc-ee's. I know that everybody loves Buc-ee's, right? They're building another Buc-ee's at Smith's Grove. I just saw that news. Right? Yeah, they're about to break ground on a new Buc-ee's, as if we needed another one. But I'm telling you, after that last trip to Buc-ee's, I went to a Buc-ee's in Alabama on my way to Florida, and it was hell. It really was. There was a long line off the interstate just to get onto the ramp to get to the Buc-ee's. So that's one.
Yeah.
And then once you get in there, once we got into that one, it was so overcrowded. There was a line so long that the bathroom line went from the bathroom itself all the way out the door to get into the bathroom. I'm like, what in
the door?
Like, well, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I mean, like, we're talking 50 people deep.
Wow.
Line to get into the restroom. And then once you get in there, you're elbow to elbow. There's beef jerky flying everywhere. There's beaver nuggets. There's like little beaver chocolate shaped things you can buy. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't understand why everybody loves Buc-ee's so much, but it's extremely popular. You know, I'm more of a Clark's Pump and Shop guy myself.
That's right.
I think you are too.
Men,
exactly. Exactly. I don't have to deal with all that when I walk in there. They're not throwing beaver in my face when I walk into Buc-ee's, but,
oh, is that right?
But I didn't mean it like, but anyway, then once you get in there, you can't get out. I mean, I sat there for 15 minutes in a traffic jam in the parking lot, trying to get out of the Buc-ee's parking lot. I was stuck. There's like nowhere you could go because
100 gas pumps.
And I swear to you, every single one of those were taken. I don't know if it was just that particular day, but it was a horrible experience when I went to Buc-ee's.
Hey, look, man, you don't have to convince me very much to get on this train. You know my stories about beaver nuggets. You know the animosity I have towards this company.
Yeah.
When you walk into the door, there are mascots there, like you are at an amusement park.
Yeah, I don't need a mascot.
It's a little strange.
Look,
and then it's like a gift shop and a baby with a convenience store.
Too much.
And then there's a man in the middle yelling, brisket on the board.
Yeah.
Cutting brisket sandwiches.
Yeah. It's sensory overload. It stresses me out. I don't like it. I mean, I was just going in to get a pack of gum and maybe use the restroom and pump some gas and get out, right?
Yeah, that's not what it's for.
No.
It's actually an experience. You got people bringing their kids to that thing. I enjoy the brisket sandwich, but you use the word sensory overload. I think that's a good way to put it, dude.
So do you have an unpopular opinion that you would like to share since we didn't do it yesterday?
I had a couple jotted down yesterday. I don't have that sheet. But one that I can remember and one that's happened more often now that we've moved into the new buildings here at iHeartRadio. Is that, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I hate auto-flush toilets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You sit down, you do your business, and then you got to wipe. So you kind of get up a little bit to get some toilet paper, and the toilet just starts flushing.
Why do you care?
Because toilets are disgusting, Shannon.
Right, which is why I don't.
When a toilet flushes, all the germs go straight up into the air. That's why you need to close your toilet seat before you flush. So while I'm sitting on the toilet, this thing is flushing and everything's getting shot up into me.
Shot up into you.
Not just the auto flush toilets. Then I have to go wash my hands with the auto featured sinks.
Yeah.
That, you know, half the time when I wipe my hand over it doesn't even work. So call it first world problems. Call it whatever you want. I yearn for the days where I could flush my own toilet instead of robots telling me when I'm done with my business.
I'm confused. Do they have one of those? Is it called a bidet or a bidet?
No.
You said shoots up water. You said shoots water up and you don't like it.
No,
my thing is this. I agree with you. Toilets are disgusting. I don't know anybody who would disagree with that. But because of the fact that toilets are disgusting, that's why I like the auto flush. I don't want to have to put my hand on that little lever and pull it to flush it, right? I'm one of these people.
It's a great concept, but it does not work. The sensor does not work for some reason, especially in the iHeartRadio bathrooms. And I'm just getting constantly shot up with my own bacteria, Shannon.
Well, I mean, are you like, if you don't have one that's an automatic flush, do you use the foot? That's what I do. I use the shoe and just
you kind of stick your foot up there.
You flush it.
Yeah. I think that's a common move, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. That's what I do anyway. So that's your unpopular opinion. Do you have any that's sports related or Kentucky related?
No. No, not really. Just the auto flush toilets, Shannon. That's all that's grinding my gears this morning.
Okay. Well, we want to take some of your unpopular opinions. If you have any holdovers from yesterday, because I know we had still full phone lines at the end of the show. So some people did not get to share their unpopular opinions. That's what the pre-show is for. It's the post-KSR show, in other words. 859-280-2287.
Go ahead. Can I share another one?
Sure.
This might get me in a little trouble.
Good. Do it.
I think the term I love you is overused. I think there is, it's an affirmation, no doubt.
Yeah.
And it can mean a lot in the right context.
Yeah.
But I think many people in our society use the term I love you way too much. I would actually choose loyalty over love. I think that's a rap lyric. Because you can fall in and out of love, Shannon. That's an emotion that you can feel in the moment. If you have loyalty for someone, you are always there. You are always supporting them through their tough times and their good times. So I think the term I love you is used way too often.
Kind of feels society. Like there's something maybe you want to tell everybody right now that you don't love your fiance.
No,
you're just loyal to her.
Girlfriend.
So you don't love her. You're just loyal.
I love my girlfriend.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with her.
I want to make sure you're not overusing the word.
That's why I said I might get in trouble. But, you know, I think, you know, sometimes we use that way too loosely.
I'll give you a couple of more. I think I touched on this yesterday. Schools need to teach classes with things that deal with actual practicality, stuff you actually use in your adult life.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's whether it's how to cook, writing a check, how to change a tire, how to manage money.
Change a tire is good.
How to manage money. I think that's important. So yeah. I think that's stuff that should be taught in schools.
How the stock market works.
You sure.
You know what I mean? These are things that I was not prepared heading out of high school. And, you know, like a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
How many high schoolers kind of know money management?
Those
like
are
that?
Things that I have, but I have no idea. I could not explain them to you right now. Like I've got a financial advisor who I just, you know, hand my money over to and trust and let her do the investing for me, basically. But I have no idea like how the stock works or how a Roth IRA works. No idea. Never was taught that.
Yeah, or how much a ride in an ambulance costs. Because you don't know that until you have to have your own insurance at 26.
Yep.
And then you refuse every ambulance that comes if you ever get sick.
And then the other one we also touched on, this was actually, I think, a caller's unpopular opinion, but I just want to echo this since we kind of ended the show with it yesterday. Gender reveal parties are the absolute worst.
Gender reveal
parties. That you want to talk like a pet peeve or something that just, you talk about grinding your gears. These gender reveal, people have literally caused forest fires over gender reveal parties. And guess what? Nobody cares what the gender of your baby is except for you.
The family cares.
Yes. Shannon. Yeah. You care, but the people you're inviting don't care. They're coming for the free beer or the free food. That's the only reason they're coming there, just to pretend that they care what gender your baby is going to be. So gender reveals are the absolute worst. If I ever have a kid, which is probably not a very high chance, I can promise you I will not have a gender reveal.
Gender reveal or baby shower? Let's pick one of the two, people.
Yeah.
How about that? Maybe we can lump them in together. You can do your gender reveal at the baby shower.
Baby shower, I guess I understand a little bit better. But the gender reveal thing, if you want to do the gender reveal, it's cool, but don't do it like to where, again, you're blowing stuff up just to announce the gender of your baby. It's insane.
Don't start
it's crazy.
A forest fire.
Yes. Stop.
Your gender reveal. That's when it gets a little out of hand.
There are some funny ones, though. I'll give some people credit for those. If you look hard enough out there, there's some good ones.
But I like the ones where the guy's trying to swing with a bat, and he just keeps missing. Or he misses, and it just explodes on the ground.
The pinata?
Well, the pinata, yeah, that's a common one for sure.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, we want to hear your unpopular opinions. 859-280-2287. We got a little bit of sports news. Talk about Oscar Tshiebwe in the NBA draft. Combine 5-on-5 that he played and some of the feedback that he got from scouts. Got Kentucky baseball starting a big series today with Florida to end their season. And EA Sports is bringing back college football. I'm excited about that. We'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more. Plus, take your calls, 859-280-2287. It is the KSR Pre-Show. Welcome back. KSR Pre-Show, Shannon the Dude and Billy Rutledge, 859-280-2287. Doing some follow-up conversation from KSR yesterday. If you have any leftover unpopular opinions, we're taking those. One person writes in on Twitter and asks Billy, he said, I would love to hear your all's take on the Buc-ee's salaries that they pay their employees. Have you seen this? They publicly like put on a, like a big sign when you walk in. They show what everybody there makes, like what their salary is or what their like per hour wage is.
Yeah.
And they
said that's go ahead.
No, I'm going to say they sent this this picture to me. I mean, general managers apparently at Buc-ee's make between $150,000 and $225,000.
Ooh.
And it says plus, so I guess you can make even more than $225K. A food service manager, $125,000 to $175,000.
Jesus.
A car wash manager. I can manage a car wash. I mean, how hard could that be?
What do you do? Yeah, you just come on in.
$125,000 a year.
$125,000?
How about an assistant general manager, $100,000 a year?
Okay.
It's pretty strong, right?
Yeah,
no, absolutely. It says no experience necessary.
So do you feel like that's sensitive info? Like if you work there, you don't want people knowing what you make?
I don't know. I mean,
I would be proud of it.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Toilets?
I think.
I mean, they auto flush themselves. What do I have to do?
I think that's kind of the point. They're bragging about how much they pay their employees.
Oh.
And they're saying, hey, look, you want to make some money? Come work here. We're going to pay you $125,000 to be a car wash manager.
Honestly, I think that's a good tactic. It's better than, you know, what McDonald's does and tells you they'll pay you $15 an hour and all the crappy stuff you get over there.
Yeah. Or if you're 10 years old, you go there and you work for free.
That's right. 10-year-olds in Louisville, folks.
Yeah.
In Louisville, that was found.
Oscar Tshiebwe, he worked out yesterday with the NBA Draft Combine in a 5-on-5 game. He had 10 points, 16 rebounds. He showed off what he does well. And he said that he believes there will be a team that will love what he does. And I'm kind of with him on this whole Oscar thing. I mean, I've been saying this for the last couple of years. I mean, I find it hard to believe that there's not at least one NBA team out there that could use a really good rebounder.
Right.
You know, I look at Oscar Tshiebwe as a guy like Dennis Rodman, who I believe Rodman averaged about 16 rebounds a game in his NBA career. Oscar, on the college level, was averaging his first year at Kentucky was averaging around 14 or 15 a game. So one or two rebounds less than Dennis Rodman at the college level. I mean, that's all we had to really compare it to right now. So it's not fair to compare, you know, Oscar's college numbers to Dennis Rodman's NBA numbers. But I'm saying if we're looking for something that Oscar, you know, can be compared to and maybe a way that he could fit in with an NBA team, I just find it hard to believe that there's not one out of 30 NBA teams that couldn't use a guy like Oscar Tshiebwe, who is a fantastic rebounder. I know his defense has been a concern, but I look at the NBA and I go, it's not a defensive league. It's an offensive league, right? So if I'm Oscar, I'd be more concerned about working on my offensive game than whether or not I can guard a pick and roll.
I think there's some truth to what you're saying, but you also answered your own question. It's his defense. He's a liability.
Yeah, come on, man. You watch NBA games. When does anybody play defense in the NBA?
It's funny to say that. I get that. But in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, sure.
Did you watch Boston-Miami last night?
I did.
There's not a guy on the floor that's not trying.
What about the other 82-83 games?
Well, that could be debated. But, you know, at the same time, there's only, what, 13, 14, 15 guys
sure.
on an NBA roster? So it's one of the most limited sports leagues in the world. You are one of the best 1,000 players in the world if you're in the NBA or whatever the number may be. Maybe less than that. It's probably about 500, 400, 500.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just not handing out roster spots. That's why there's a G League. That's why so many great players that we know have to go overseas to make a living, because the NBA is the cream of the crop. And if you want to play consistent minutes in the NBA, you cannot be a liability on your defense. Now, you are an incredible rebounder.
Yeah.
A better rebounder than we've seen in many years. I can say that without a doubt. But will he be able to improve enough in other areas for NBA teams to give him a chance? I'm not sure. But you're right. He just does one thing so well that you'd think that somebody could find a use for him.
I mean, I'm looking here. I mean, the worst team in the league this year was the Pistons. They won 17 games.
Yeah.
Tell me that a team like that couldn't use a guy who can go out there and get you 20 rebounds a night. I just don't believe it. Like, you're telling me that there's better players on the Pistons right now, a team that could only win 17 games and they couldn't use a guy like Oscar? I don't buy that. I just don't.
We saw offensive rebounds completely turn playoff series this year. By the way, you have the Louisville media box, so you did not experience the YouTube TV outrage last night.
No, I didn't. I used
to. I missed the final 8 minutes of the game last night. I just couldn't watch Miami-Boston.
That's why you don't get YouTube TV. That's why you get the box.
I'm paying $80 a month for that crap.
I'm paying $0 a month.
NFL Sunday ticket coming this fall. If that happens for a football game, I'm done. I'm calling Google and complaining.
Well, like
these people that call and complain all the time.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that that happened. And I'm one of those people who had YouTube TV when it was like $30 a month. Then they jacked it up to like, what'd you say, 80 now?
It's like 75. Forget it, man. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And it just kept playing the Little Mermaid commercial on loop. Thought I was losing my mind. And then ends up it's a YouTube TV outage.
Yeah, the Celtics let me down last night, man. I mean, the Heat, they're an 8 seed. And they're 3 wins away from going to the NBA Finals. By the way, that's only happened one other time in NBA history. Do you know the other team?
No, I don't.
Who is the 1999 Knicks.
Okay.
Last time the Knicks were relevant. They were decent this year. They beat the Pacers in 99. So that's the only time that's ever happened again. But Celtics losing game one at home after that great win in game 7 over the Sixers, and they come out and just lay an egg in game one. It's pretty disappointing.
But the Lakers were in the play-in tournament as well as the Heat, so it's been incredible to watch these teams kind of get hot at the right time. I guess that's what matters, is peaking at the most opportune times, like Coach Calipari wants his teams to do.
We didn't even mention Anthony Davis's, 40 points in game one?
Yeah, man, he's been incredible.
Yeah.
And Jamal Murray, by the way,
is
just a cold-blooded assassin. He's playing like he's back in the bubble.
Yep. Nuggets and Lakers, game two tonight, with the Nuggets taking the 1-0 lead so far in the series. All right, we'll take your phone calls coming up next. 859-280-2287. He's Billy Rutledge. I'm Shannon the Dude. It's the KSR Pre-Show, and we'll be right back. It is the KSR Pre-Show, 859-280-2287. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a minute. Billy, have you seen this TikTok video that somebody made from the Celtics Heat game last night, and you see the referee's expression on his face as one of the Heat players scores? Like, oh man, like he's actually physically reacting as if maybe he's got a little rooting interest in this game. Have you seen this?
No, I'm going to try to look it up right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So the refs in the Celtics game.
Yeah. It's when Jimmy Butler scores.
Okay.
And he does not look happy. He's like, he has like
Jimmy Butler, incredible.
Yeah.
Left-handed layup off the glass. And referee, oh, dang.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the expression on his face. Like, oh, man.
That's strange.
You know, there's been refs before that have had a little, you know, money down on the games. I'm not saying this ref does, but it seems kind of suspect.
It is. And I'm trying to create a reason in my head for why he would make that face.
Maybe because he's got some money on the Celtics.
Maybe he's got a little money on the Celtics. Maybe he just doesn't want to run back down the court. I think that would be a
No, that's
reason.
A lame excuse. He's got to every... They're running up and down the court 100 times a game. I don't know, man.
I can't explain that.
I think there could be something to that.
You know, another reason why we should question referees after a game. Why can't they go on the podium?
Hey, I've been saying that for years. I've been saying that for, you know, these... they expect a college player right after the game to go up in front of microphones, and they stick cameras in their face and they make them answer all these questions and everything. Yet they can't let grown men who officiate at the games a lot of times make calls that changes the outcome of the game. Mm-hmm. They're somehow protected. Like they're the high almighty who should not be ever questioned. I think that officials should, or at least one official out of the group, should absolutely be forced to go and do a press conference. If players are you know, required to do that, why aren't officials?
Yeah. I mean, talk about the 5 guys on each team impacting the game. Those guys impact it just as much. So why would you make that stink face?
Yeah, I don't get it. That's weird.
Jimmy Butler's layup.
Uh-huh. Sir. Uh-huh.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Andy E. writes it on Twitter and says he wants to know, Billy, if you're going to the Alice Blue Gown Show and Banners next Saturday night in Lexington. He says He says they are not going to dress up, though. That's the thing. We did not want to do we didn't even know it was going on. There's supposedly a 90s wrestling theme party that's going on in addition to the show. And we got one guy in the band that's adamant about all of us dressing up. And I'm going, I don't know if I want to dress up like a wrestler, you know, like I don't think I'm going to do that. But he's wanting to do it. And he's not wanting to be the only guy up on stage dressed up as a wrestler. So I don't know if people are actually going to come out dressed as their favorite 90s wrestlers at banners, but we're going to be there regardless. So,
and
so,
you're going to be in cosplay. Is that right?
No, I don't think I am.
A little Revenge of the Nerds. Why don't you?
Yeah.
Everybody dressed up, jamming out.
That would be really hypocritical of me if I did.
I think you got to wear like something, Shannon. Those tights that you get into every Thursday. Or maybe a cape. You could be a cape guy.
I'm not a cape guy. I don't own a cape.
I can see you wearing a cape.
I don't own a cape.
Working the stage.
No.
Busting the harmonica out.
No.
I might be there next Saturday.
Okay.
I will be at the UK baseball game tonight.
Okay, good. Yeah. That starts at 6:30, right? 6:30, yeah, first pitch?
I will not be there tomorrow, but I will be there tonight.
Okay.
So come say hi if you see me.
It's going to be on the SEC Network Plus, all three games. So if you want to watch, you got to get the computer out and watch. Big series for Kentucky. I mean, they are in position to host in the tournament. So, you know, unless they get swept, you know, maybe there's a scenario where they don't host. But I think if you win, you know, at least one, I think they're still in the position to be the host of their, I guess, their bracket in the tournament.
And a lot of moving parts in the SEC. I heard Hunter Shelton this morning on the Leach Report say that depending on the weekend's results, Kentucky could be anywhere between a 2 and a 9 seed in the upcoming SEC tournament. The top four get a first round bye. They avoid that single game elimination part. So it'll be important that Kentucky plays well. But it'll be my first time at Kentucky Proud Park. I'm looking forward to the environment and maybe getting an $8 beer, Shane.
Let me ask you something about the field at Kentucky Proud Park.
I was watching,
I don't watch a whole lot of college baseball, but I was watching one of their games a week or two ago. And it looks, is the dirt on the field fake? Because it looks like that is fake, like some sort of synthetic dirt.
Is it turf? Because like the move nowadays is turf. Like the University of Louisville has had turf for a while.
Well, the grass, yes. I'm talking about the dirt. What would be the dirt around the bases?
Right.
That's synthetic looking stuff. That does not look like actual dirt.
So you're asking the wrong person, as I just said, that I have not been to Kentucky Proud Park yet. But if you look at just basic images online, yeah, it doesn't look like actual dirt. It's synthetic.
So is that what we're doing now in college baseball? We're playing on fake dirt? Like, that's not even baseball, right? I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't, you know.
Like, when I played baseball, we played on real grass and real dirt. We didn't have the synthetic dirt or whatever it is. It does not look like actual dirt.
Back in my day, we played on dirt.
And I mean, that's what baseball
money,
is.
We just played in the mud.
In the majors, they don't have fake dirt.
And you stole signs. You didn't have pitch comm telling you what the pitch is in the ear. You know, in football, Shannon, the Chicago Bears play on actual grass.
Yeah.
And everybody wants them to move away from it because people get injured. You know, people slip and slide.
Yeah.
It's actually a completely different game than if you were to play in a dome. So it's like,
somebody tweet me and tell me if that is actual dirt or not, because it does not look like real dirt.
You remember AstroTurf?
Of course. AstroTurf was the worst.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a little before my time, but it was like, I mean, it looked like you were playing on concrete.
Well, yeah, well, you kind of were. I mean, there was like a little bit of padding, but that's about it. The thing was, in baseball and AstroTurf, if a ball got by a fielder, it would just roll to the wall. I mean, I mean, forget about it. Anyway,
I played football on AstroTurf for a while too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. 859-280-2287. Let's go to the phones and talk to Satchel. Hey, Satchel.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm a wealth manager and wanted to share how I teach my son about finance, maybe to help some folks out. But before that, I wanted to agree with Billy. When I was in high school, I did a chemistry experiment and measured the bacteria in the public restroom in the high school, and you do not want to be anywhere near an uncovered toilet when you flush it. It is disgusting. There's fecal matter all over on the mirrors, by the sinks.
I understand, but how would you not be near it though when you flushed it? Like, even if it wasn't auto flush,
you closed the toilet.
No. If there's no cover. So then when I moved to Japan as an adult, I was like, heck yeah, I found their washlet toilet seats that come down automatically, and they got a bidet and their heated seats.
I would be willing to bet, though, that there's probably just as much bacteria on probably a remote control or maybe even your own phone as there is a toilet seat. I don't have anything to back that up with, but I would just guess that.
Just throwing that out there.
No,
okay.
You're, it's dirty, but it's not fecal bacteria. It's from your hands and whatever you get in the environment. But anyway, that's my two cents on that. As far as teaching your kids about finance, what I started doing with my young son is I gave him a little bit higher than average allowance, but I charged him rent. A third of his allowance, weekly allowance, is rent. He's got to pay it by noon on Saturday, give it to me or my wife in our hand. If he's late, he gets a late charge.
Wow.
And I also have a system set up where he can deposit the money if he wants quick access to it. It's like a savings account, so I give him small amount of interest. If he's willing to lock it up for a little bit longer, then I treat that like the stock market, and I guarantee him a 10% return on that, but he can't touch it for, like 6 months. Just kind of getting him used to the idea of what I have coming in is not what I necessarily am going to be able to spend on things I want. And I'm teaching them budgeting that way.
Hey, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you. You know, some people might call that odd parenting. I would say I applaud that. I mean, you're going to be dealing with that in the real world anyway when you get older. So why not go ahead and learn it as a kid? I didn't have any of that.
That's really interesting. If you just leave it and say, I make my kid pay rent, you may question maybe the motivation behind that. But if you're giving him an allowance and then a third of that has to go to his rent, it's just money management skills at that point, right?
Right.
It's not really, you got to pay me to live here. So I do like that little stock option. You can lock your money up for 6 months. That would have helped me a lot. At a college age.
So that was a big debate that I saw online like a couple of days ago. People were saying, as an adult, when you graduate college, if you move back in with your parents, should the adult kid have to pay rent to live with their parents? I'm thinking, I mean, if you're out of college, I mean, come on. You got a job? You're living at home for free? Maybe
no
you should.
No grace in the Grigsby family, I guess. I did that. I graduated college and took a part-time job out of college with iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
And it took me 3 years before I got a full-time job. Those 3 years I lived with my parents.
Yeah.
So, or really 2.5 before I moved out. So if they were charging me rent at the time, I'd have been really cutting it. I mean, I would have really had to been delivering pizzas at that moment. So I really thank them for not just the first 18 years of my life, but extending some kindness to me after college by following my dreams and taking a part-time job. It's not always go get a job, go pay me if you want to go live there.
Well, everybody's kind of split on that, whether or not if the adult child or the adult son, daughter, however you want to put it, after moving back with the parents after college, should they have to pay
now, if you're 32, you've been there for 8 more years, you don't have a job, and you're playing video games every day while mom and dad are bringing in bills. Yeah, I could see something where asking for rent wouldn't be too much.
We've already got our answer on the turf. So, yeah, people are saying the dirt is also turf.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just watching the game going, that does not look like real dirt. And it's not. It's turf, apparently. So now we're playing on turf dirt.
It's the new wave of the future. It's a lot easier to drain if there's a rain delay, Shannon.
Yeah.
It's all getting as many games in as possible.
Yeah. All right,
is that not baseball to you?
No. You know, when you get real dirt, sometimes you get a bad hop. It's part of the game. Now you're playing on turf dirt. God. It's fake baseball.
All right, old man.
Let's go to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I've got a lot to say. I'll try to be concise and condense it.
Yeah.
You know, I went down to Alabama last week, Shannon, and I stopped at that Buc-ee's, and I surmised that the cotton production in Alabama went down to probably a few acres because that Buc-ee's a big-ass place, and I'm pretty sure it was built on an old cotton field. So I figured that Alabama would make it up somehow if the lack of cotton production since that Buc-ee's took up a lot of farmland.
Was it as crowded as it was when I went there? Was there like a line off the exit waiting to get there?
Yes, my brother-in-law warned me. He goes, Joe, this will be a new experience for you. I've never been to – I'm 71 years old. I made my first Buc-ee's. I felt like a young man that just went into Disney World or something.
So you liked it then. You liked it.
Well, did I like it? I mean, I like looking at the young girls. Hell, I'm an old man. I don't mind looking. You know, Jesus. What more do you want me to say?
Did you like the store? I mean, were you happy about the beef jerky? I wasn't talking about the women.
Oh my God! I didn't know where you were going. And the rest of the story is unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
You know, living in Louisville, Kentucky, here and seeing all these cardinal burrs with teeth. You know, it was my mission down in Alabama, on the beach. I saw a cardinal bird down there, and Shannon, for the love of God, that cardinal bird did not have teeth.
Well, maybe he had a bad dental plan.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Up here in Louisville, they tell me these cardinal birds got teeth. In Alabama, they don't. So who's right?
Yeah.
Do they have teeth or not? What is your opinion?
They do not have teeth.
Well, thank God, yeah. Shannon, for the love of God, thank God. Because all I hear up here in Louisville is these cardinal birds got teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, good God Almighty. Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, Joe. Thank you. No, cardinal birds do not have teeth.
Birds do not have teeth.
No, they don't. I don't think any bird does.
But I keep seeing geese have teeth. Is this fake? Do geese have teeth?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I'll let you research that during the break.
Pictures on the internet.
859-280-2287. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up next on the final segment. Welcome back. Final segment of the KSR pre-show, 859-280-2287. We've got a couple of open lines if you want to get in. Billy, did you ever play the EA sports games back in the day, the college football, college basketball games?
Did I ever? I still got my 360 set up and play occasionally on NCAA 14, Shannon.
You know, back in the day, you had to like insert the names into the game. I know you could do that on the basketball version of it. I don't know if you could do that on the football. Yeah,
you download our online roster that's updated every
gotcha.
Year.
So
you can, it is actually updated still, yeah.
Well, anyway, there's good news because the EA college football games are coming back, the first since 2014, and it's going to be coming back, I believe, next year for the 2024 season. So look forward to that coming out. And there's a collective that's $5 million, which means each player in the game is going to get $500. So now you actually get players getting paid for their name, image, and likeness, as they should have for all these years, but they actually have the real players on the game. You won't have to worry about downloading rosters or anything like that. They're going to be already on the game itself.
That's a huge step forward. I cannot wait for this. This is going to be one of the most anticipated games, like a Grand Theft Auto coming out, Shannon, that takes years to develop. There will be lines out the door. People will buy consoles just for this game. I'm telling you. There's been a long wait for this, so I'm excited to hear that news, man.
What's the newest like game system that's out now? Is there a PS5?
Yeah, there's a PS5 and there's an Xbox One. Those are the consoles, and the Nintendo Switch is real popular right now. They just got a new Zelda game. You know what Zelda is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You nerd. You know what that is, at least.
No, I mean, it was invented back when the Nintendo came out, like when I first had the very first Nintendo. Probably still have that in one of my 50 game collection.
A lot of people buy a desktop PC and they'll play games off of that. But, a cheaper option is the consoles. I got a couple things for you before we go back to the phones. Today, Jack Harlow's White Men Can't Jump premieres. You can watch it on Hulu, on a streaming service, or also the Baxter Avenue Theaters are showing a premiere of it tonight. So if you'd like to get a ticket, I'm sure you might be able to find a way there.
Yeah.
So Jack Harlow's acting debut coming out today in White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, the Baxter Avenue Theater is not too far away from that that old broken down car that was in his video of Matt Jones. It's in the vicinity.
The amazing screen time it got in the music video. Looking forward to that. Hopefully he doesn't disgrace Woody Harrelson in the great role that he did in the original one with Wesley Snipes. Also, Shannon, you know, Matt was all caught up yesterday about Pickleball Paul.
Yeah.
And Pickleball Paul didn't even show up, let's all remind everybody, to the match that we had scheduled on May 1st. He didn't even show his face. So I just want to tell Matt to not let Pickleball Paul get underneath your skin, because we all know who he is. He's going to back out at the last minute and not play you in pickleball.
Man, some trash talking going on. Yeah, that's the funny thing. Matt would be good at that because he was good at tennis. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that works to his strengths where he doesn't have to run all over the court. You're on a short court playing pickleball. He's just not playing it out of spite because of Pickleball Paul and how many times that Paul has called in over the years talking about pickleball. And to be fair, he was way ahead of the curve, right? I mean, he was talking about it before I even knew what pickleball even was. he's been calling as the ambassador of the game.
He's been ahead of the curve. He's Coach Cal with the one and done, but he did not show his face when his partner got injured. Not him, his partner. So I can't give any credence to the man anymore.
Paul in Minnesota. Hey, Paul.
Hey, we like this, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I agree. The refs want Boston in the championship. I mean, if you saw the referee grades that came out after game six in Philadelphia, and it came out that the refs missed or gave 13 calls that were not in the favor of Philadelphia that were incorrect. So I like that the officials get graded, but I agree. I wish that they had to sit at a table and get questioned about it. Because
why do you think though they want Boston in there unless they've got money on the line, unless they're betting on it? Why would they care?
It's the Celtics. I mean, the Celtics and Lakers would get the best ratings. I mean, the ratings for an old classic Boston.
But the ref's not getting paid by the ratings, though, Paul. But the ref isn't getting paid extra by the
team. What do you mean? They're paid by the NBA.
But they're not getting.
Cares about ratings.
But they're not getting paid because more people are watching the game.
The NBA is, though, and the NBA can control that. You know, they can control they can talk to the refs about that. I don't think it's happening, but it's just kind of funny, the coincidence. You know?
I agree. That video is very suspicious.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Also, I loved what that guy was saying about money with his kids. What I do with my kids is I don't give them allowance. I give them commission. So they get paid for the work that they do. If they do work, they get paid. If they don't want to work that week, they're not going to get any money. But I take 15% of their money and I put it into an investment account. And then I have them purchase the stocks that they want. So, for example, my daughter's first stock she bought was Starbucks. And so then I can teach them with stocks that they know and stores they like to follow. So that's kind of a fun dad thing that I get to do with my kids. Unpopular opinion. I hate the NFL draft. I think the NFL draft is the most overhyped, boring event in all of sports. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that probably is an unpopular opinion, but I'm kind of with Paul. I will watch the NFL draft, but all the downtime in between and the talking heads, and it is kind of boring. I'm like, let's just get to it, right? But yeah, it's all part of the process, I guess.
And there's so many players. I don't know half of them. Like the Vikings drafted some amazing wide receiver, and I was like, I don't know who he is. And I won't even get to see him play for 7-8 months. So it's kind of silly. But, hey, love you, Shannon. Billy, loyalty to you, buddy.
Oh, there you go. Nice. I'm going to make that the Whiskey Thief call of the day.
Yes.
That's right. Go to Whiskey Thief Distilling Company. Get a taste of uncut, unfiltered whiskey straight from the barrel at Whiskey Thief Distilling Company and book a tour of your own at WhiskeyThief.com. Real quick, before we get out of here, one of the headlines that I saw today, did you see that Montana has become the first state to entirely ban TikTok?
What?
Yeah, you cannot get on TikTok in Montana.
Is that just government phones can't download it, or I can't travel to Montana and play TikTok on my phone?
I think it's blocked entirely. So if you're in Montana, you won't be able to get on TikTok. I feel like we're going down a slippery slope, though, right? If we're banning TikTok, what's next? What will they ban after that, right? Then you can't on Twitter. Then you can't get on Facebook.
Next time Elon Musk does something stupid,
exactly.
Some congressman's going to be like, ban Twitter.
That's right. All right, that's it for the KSR pre-show. KSR is coming up next, live from LCA, and we've got the Cutter Bowley announcement coming up at 11:05 on KSR. Billy, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We are at Floyd's Barbershop, right? Floyd's 99 Barbershop tomorrow in Lexington.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a bit to get this audio figured out. That's what I'll do.
All right, KSR is up next. Thanks for listening.